listening to Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, the most listened to truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and my husband Gary is also with me. And the title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? We are on every Monday at 2 p.m., and you can listen on our vacinfo.org website or by calling 701-801-8536. We will be interviewing Ingrid Castle today, the director of Vaccination Liberation, and also my mentor when it comes to the truth about the dangers from vaccinating. We will be discussing the Rogam shot, which is a vaccine given to many pregnant women today. Welcome, Ingrid. Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me? I wasn't sure if my mic is too loud or too soft. Sometimes that needs to be adjusted.
Sounds pretty perfect to me.
Okay. Well, then we'll just roll here.
Yeah.
And actually, I think we... I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said we want to pick your brain a little bit about the Rogam shot.
Well, actually, there's a lot. I wasn't sure if I sent you an email, but, you know, especially with your title, What the Cell is Going On, I think people need to understand that the Rh factor is literally a factor of blood toxicity, and it can be corrected. So I've been trying to share this information with people for a while. You know, according to Dr. Christopher, he put out a newsletter many years ago. And I have that as a resource on our website. If you go to Vaccination Liberation, VACLIB.org, it's the main webpage, but you can also get there by going to vaccinetruth.com. We have a keyword index, and it's under searches, and it'll say keyword index. It also says for further information, please read the appropriate page. I mean, we have lots and lots of information we put on this website because we've been doing this for as long as April. In fact, I think April and I pretty much started right around the same time.
Long.
I
think you're before. Well, that's why you're my mentor.
Well, I think we're right about the same time. I mean, we started our website in 2000.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah.
Well, I don't have the mother you had.
Well, that's true. I know my mother was on Gary Knoll's program several times. But anyway, her name is Wallene James, and she wrote the books Immunization, The Reality Behind the Myth. And her last book was The Vaccine Religion, Mass Mind, and the Struggle for Human Freedom. Anyway, you can, at our website anyway, under keyword topic list, it's under R for Rogam, and it has great information. In fact, we just updated it, so all the links work, except for some reason Sherry Knockin's link's not working, and I'm going to have to fix that. The first link is kind of weird. I went there, and it was like, So I'll have to feedback him, because the information's elsewhere, though. You can do the Google search, and it comes right up. So, and that's all on that page where it's under Rogam. But Rogam is actually the brand name for this immunoglobulin shot that's given to women that test positive for the Rh factor. Usually they're Rh negative, and if the father is Rh positive, then there's danger to the baby. And this is another reason I wrote a series of articles in the Idaho Observer when we had our newspaper. I had a column called Back to Basics. And I wrote a four-part series. And I'm looking at, you know, pulling those off the website and putting it on my new website, humbleweed.net, because, you know, I think people need to prepare for pregnancy. I mean, we have these teen pregnancies. We have people, you know, in their 20s. I mean, oops, I'm pregnant. And it really is a serious endeavor to bring a child into this world, and it needs to be treated seriously, as that's going to be the basis of his health for the rest of his life. And, you know, you think, well, you know, a little bit of sperm and a little bit of egg, they're so small. Like, you know, believe it or not, you can change your genetics, Gary knows all about it, what the cell is going on. And it's really important that the woman and the man do these cleansing diets prior to conception. You know, that means colon cleansing. That means doing a liver flush. In fact, I've been doing a liver flush every month. March, April, May, June. I'm going to do the fifth one in July. I did about five or six last year. And the stuff I'm getting out now, it's phenomenal. I mean, people think they could just do one and that's fine. I got all these stones out. But no, they, as Andreas Moritz says, they're backed up and they come forward with each flush. So I'm getting some really interesting stuff. I'm just telling you, I got in April, I looked the toilet. I mean, this is, I don't know how people are feel about talking about these kind of things, but I literally had 2 feet of a string of calcified stones.
Oh my goodness.
That came out in April.
Wow.
Evening after the flush. So I'm like, wow, that really encouraged me to keep going. You know, and this is like I'm talking, you know, after doing several of these. So
yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing you mentioned that, Ingrid. Is we have a lot of couples that have trouble with conception, and we have them both the father and the mother jump in the cleanse and do the dietary change, and now we have a strong sperm and a strong ovum, and when they conceive,
right.
Conceive the child that's strong that doesn't it doesn't miscarriage. So for the listeners that aren't really familiar with the techno jargon, Dr. Nee's language. What does the RH stand for there, Ingrid?
You know, that is a really good question. I actually don't know. I printed out all this stuff, and I actually don't know. Maybe you know. I don't know. I just know they call it RH.
I was trying to figure out what they would mean.
And yeah.
The only thing that came to mind was hemoglobin. The H stand for hemoglobin, but I don't know what the R would be.
Hmm. Right. I always thought rhesus, like I had to do a rhesus monkey, you know, or something.
That's appropriate.
You know, this frankly, after vaccines, you know, vaccines are a kind of blood poisoning. And if you read Dr. Christopher's newsletter, it's in the volume 2, issue 5. And it's just excellent. And he talks about, you know, changing the whole RH factor through basically your program, Gary, you know, is doing, he has the Dr. Christopher's 3-day cleansing program and mucosist diet, doing a colon cleanse, you know, so you first clean up the bowel and then you do all this other cleansing. And of course, the blood purifiers, you know, the main ones are like burdock root, which is the main ingredient in Essiac tea, which I sell. And Essiac tea, by the way, is not just for cancer, you know. That's kind of a misnomer. It's for a lot of things, but the primary ingredient is a strong blood purifier. There are other ones like red clover and chaparral and Podarco or Tehebo, but you know, you should definitely do blood purifying along with colon cleansing and a liver cleanse. And these kind of things, going on a more vegan diet for a spell, and if when you do not do a vegan diet, you want to make sure that you're getting everything fresh and local and organic, grass-fed beef and that kind of thing. But you should minimize your meat intake generally, I believe. You know, we have this in the American culture, we eat meat, you know, like 3 times a day. I'm always shocked that people could, you know, put so much meat in their system, and our bodies are really not designed to handle that much animal protein. That even though I'm a member of Weston A. Price Foundation, I wish they would talk more about detoxing and cleansing ahead of putting the nutrient dense foods in, you know, so that's just one of my, my little pet peeves that they,
yeah, agree.
You know, I'd like to see them. Huh?
I said, we definitely agree. I'm anxious because you've mentioned, you know, your wisdom in the past to me, because we've been working together for years. You've mentioned to me about the solution to the RH negative and all that. And I've really never heard what you have to say. So I'm very excited to learn from you today, both Gary and I.
Yeah, well, it's actually, You know, my herbal guru, I mean, Gary learned from many teachers, but anyone that knows me knows that my teacher is Dr. John Ray Christopher, and that was Dr. Richard Schultz, who has herbdoc.com. That was his teacher also, although, you know, he's kind of done his own thing. I mean, you know, like I would never use senna. I don't like using senna because it's an irritant to the bowel, and I learned that from Dr. Christopher, and I've had my own experience, you know, with my dad literally being addicted to senna, or he couldn't have a bowel movement, you know, things like that, you know. So I'm we have Dr. Jennifer Daniels and Dr. Richard Schultz that will use senna in their products, and I'm, you know, kind of leery of that. But I see in an emergency, I mean, people tend to be very, very constipated, and they have no idea that the size of their colon wall are totally coated. If you go to my website, humbleweed.net, my second blog is all about colon health, and it's really, really important that people, you know, get that, you know, behind them, that they start doing, you know, a cleanse. And, you know, when I was doing your excellent cleanse, Gary, I was using a product called Perfect 7 during the 21 days. I added that, and I felt like I got a lot more value out of the 21 days. That's just for me, you know. But it's a product I've sold for many years, but then, you know, the founder got old, and he died, and it sold out to some, you know, mega corporation, you know, that happens. But they still, you know, I've checked out the product, and the product is made according to his specifications. I'm still getting the exact same good results. So that's good. But anyway, I mean, we can go on and on with the RH factor, but I would like, I mean, you know, these are some of the things that Sherry Notkin said. Now, they're not talking about solving it, they're just warning people about Rogam. Now, Rogam isn't the only one. When I printed out the package insert to Rogam, it is so small. And then I looked at the FDA site, and they have another one that's improved, and it's called Winro, and it's distributed by Baxter, anyway, a pharmaceutical company here. It's produced in Canada. And it's a lot more easy to read. It's a freaking 22 pages. Yeah, it's, but anyway, Baxter Healthcare Corporation to report adverse events. And believe me, there are adverse events. I mean, Dr. Christopher talks about the four main ones that it can cause death of the baby. And so what triggered this whole conversation was actually a phone call from our former co-director, Robert Carrillo, who lived in Florida. And he was talking to another woman in Florida whose daughter was 4 months pregnant, and she was scared to death to get these shots during pregnancy. And Sherry Notkin tells us that it was never supposed to be given during pregnancy. It's very dangerous, but it was a pharmaceutical industry that lobbied for having it approved for during pregnancy. It was always given after the baby was born. And to the mother, actually, it wasn't necessarily. Anyway, it's very, very interesting how, you know, the pharmaceutical industry seems to be bent on, you know, death to the entire population through their drugs and lobbying and marketing. And I mean, it's crazy. So some of the serious complications, the way she describes it, and the way Dr. Christopher describes it, and I'm just going to read this. It's a little beyond me in a sense. You know, I wouldn't be able to talk about it off the top of my head, but it says that the shots, they create antibodies in your body that will attach to your baby's blood cells and render them incapable of delivering oxygen. This has long-term consequences on brain development. And, you know, apparently doctors are completely ignorant of this issue. They don't understand how it works. It basically screws up your body's red blood cells. So a lot of these babies are born with severe liver complications. This is what he says is pretty common. He says a second seemingly different sickness sometimes struck live-born babies who at first seemed relatively healthy. A few hours after birth, their bodies began to change color. Their skins became deep yellow, golden, or bronze. But when they were examined carefully, their little bellies were found to be swollen due to enlargement of the liver, spleen, and other organs. Some of these babies died in heart failure, apparently for want of red blood cells. So it screws up the antibodies in the RhoGAM screws up your body's ability to produce red blood cells, and the liver is damaged. I mean, it just kind of goes on and on. So the RhoGAM is supposed to actually prevent that. Now, the RhoGAM used to have mercury in it. None of the RhoGAM package inserts have, it doesn't have mercury in it anymore. But it's the action of the antibody production from this immunoglobulin product that's made from plasma donors. So they talk about, you know, screening all the plasma for all of these alleged viruses, you know, HPV and HIV and all this stuff. So the plasma is supposed to be very good that they're creating this product with. But, you know, I consider modern medicine, you know, using all these biological products, I consider it a form of cannibalism, frankly. It's absolutely just wrong to mix our own blood with blood from either our own species or from other animals. It's just, there's many biblical citations that address this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is why a religious exemption to vaccines and other injections should be, you know, pretty clear. You know, I don't see how anybody can, you know, be denied a religious exemption for just citing, you know, the Bible. And we have a great flyer on that on our religion page. At, you know, vaccinetruth.com leads you to our main web page, which is vaclib.org, short for vaccination liberation. And yeah, it's a front and back flyer, and it's just great for Christians to understand, you know, the biblical citations and why we're so opposed to vaccines just from a religious standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
and the list in Genesis, it says the DNA is of its own kind, and that's with every species, and that's including the crossbreeding of the vaccinations using sick animals to attenuate mm-hmm. for serial pests.
Yeah, it's so wrong. I mean, you know, Donna Carrillo used to cite these things in the package insert. It's like, really, it was there, and she would bring it up, and I guess it was eliminated later, but. Some of these kids would end up, you know, barking like a dog and stuff like that, you know, and acting like, I mean, it's just, it's actually not funny, but yeah, there's crazy stuff that happens from mixing our genetic material. They say that's why Atlantis failed, was destroyed, because they were doing, you know, creating satyrs and, you know, half goats and half humans, half horses and humans, and, you know, to do all kinds of work. And, you know, this is absolutely wrong to mess with our genetic code and make clones of ourselves and all that kind of stuff. It's just.
Absolutely. And I think the biggest problem, I know in my case personally, you know, most parents just don't know this stuff. And that's why education is so important, to get people aware, to even know that they use live mediums or even, you know, to make the vaccinations. So, you know, people just don't know this stuff. It's not that they know when they're letting their child be vaccinated or whatever, or even themselves during pregnancy. So the information is real important to get the information to people, to the misinformed masses, for sure.
Well, your information is critical, because we run into this whole thing where people are scared to vaccinate and scared not to, because they don't understand how the body works. Mm-hmm. And so Gary's education is absolutely critical. I mean, in fact, I need to get with you after the show. I would like to purchase some of your What the Cell is Going On audio. It's like, it's like the best lecture ever. Everyone needs to purchase that. And just have it and share it and lend it out. It's foundational to understand, you know, what is going on inside your body at the cellular level, so you can, you know, confidently say no to vaccines and understand how important it is to keep your body in a pure state and do these periodic cleansing fasts.
Absolutely. So what month are they giving the pregnant women the Rogam shot? Do you know? Like what trimester are they in when they're giving the
They're doing it every 12 weeks. Every 12 weeks.
More than one time during pregnancy?
Yeah.
My gosh. I did not
know
that.
They do it three times. Usually three times or two or three times, you know, before and then, you know, after. Anyway, it really messes with a baby. I would, you know, I have four pages here. I mean, I could just read Sherry Knock and stuff, but it's like very detailed. Some of the things that she said.
Yeah, tell people on the website how to get to the article on your website again so they know if they want to read everything.
Well, Sherry Knocken has Well Within, and there's a search, and you go to the keyword index under searches on the top of the homepage at vaclib.org. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can't write that down, you can remember vaccinetruth.com will get you there. But you go to the, you know, keyword index and look under R for Rogam. Anyway, she says an important point about Rogam and is that the antibodies attack all Rh positive cells. If the mother's blood mixes with the baby's blood, the antibodies will neutralize the baby's blood cells before the mother can create her own antibodies against the baby. I mean, this is nuts. The dilemma is that if the mother's and baby's blood do actually mix, it is equally likely that the Rogam antibodies will cross over and attack the baby itself. This happens frequently, but it isn't discussed by most doctors. And it is the big reason to only get the shot after pregnancy if the baby really is Rh positive. See, it, you know, the baby might not be Rh positive. So, and that happens too, you know, that they're doing all this stuff preventatively, allegedly, and it's wreaking havoc, causing so many problems with the baby. And some babies do die from cysts. So it says that Rogam antibodies will attach to your baby's blood cells and render them incapable of delivering oxygen. This is long-term consequences, you know, to brain development and how doctors are ignorant. And what's interesting is in Europe, they only administer this shot after pregnancy. During pregnancy is a decision that was made by the manufacturer to make money. If a woman has a miscarriage, she should have.
Ingrid, have you seen any statistics as far as the miscarriages doing the shots during pregnancy?
I don't. That would be another research project. Sherry Knocken possibly has looked into that. But I haven't.
Okay.
No, I just started looking at this, and I have I have a lot of other stuff going on. Sorry, you know how life is, you know. But yeah, I don't know the stats. I just know it is an issue. She says if a woman has a miscarriage, she should actually have the shot immediately. If there is an amniocentesis performed, it may be worthwhile to have the injection, but there is some risk to that. It makes no sense to give the injection at 28 weeks during a healthy pregnancy. The blood does not mix in a sufficient manner to cause an immune response in the mother. If there were that much mixing, then the injected antibodies from the shot would have access to the baby and kill the baby's red blood cells. It's a no-win situation with Rogam at 28 weeks. The reason the manufacturing can get away with it is exactly because there is no blood mixing. The Rogam works its way out of the mother's system without ever doing anything. But another way to look at Rogam kills the baby's red blood cells, no matter where those cells are. If the baby's blood cells are in the mother, those cells will be destroyed. If the baby's red blood cells are circulating through the baby, delivering oxygen to the baby's brain, the Rogam will still kill those cells and deprive the baby of oxygen. It is just not a good idea to take any chance that would allow the Rogam access to the baby. The doctors are concerned only about baby's cells circulating in the mother, but antibodies diffuse much more easily than whole cells, so the Rogam will readily find the baby's cells where the baby is, then for the whole cells of the baby to find their way to the Rogam. So, yeah,
this could trigger a Mediterranean anemia, because when you're destroying the red blood cells, you're destroying the hemoglobin carrying capacity of the oxygen, which then in turn would cause anemic conditions. That would make sense also with leukemia too. If you destroy the red blood cells, then immature white blood cells would try to replace the killed red blood cells, and you have a thick volume in your blood of immature white blood cells, which would be the leukemic conditions.
Yes, exactly, exactly. In fact, Dr. Christopher says the third seemingly unrelated sickness was an especially severe anemia. This deficiency in red blood cells sometimes was complicated by inexplicable episodes of hemorrhaging into the baby's lungs, gut, or spinal column. Whatever its cause, which was unknown, this condition seemed to be triggered by events before birth, and so was designated congenital anemia. Usually it became critical in the second or third week of life. Some babies died, most recovered. So many of what he's documenting is this, these disorders that happen as a result of the shot. But anyway, I mean, they started, I don't know exactly when they started giving it to the mother during pregnancy versus after the birth of the child. But it's definitely a serious problem.
I remember our vice president, when we had the Autism Autoimmunity Project, she claimed that the Rogam shot is what caused her child's autism. And that's when they had the mercury apparently in it, because she definitely was hyping on the, you know, talking about the thimerosal and the Rogam shot.
So it definitely she had it during pregnancy.
Yeah, I believe she had it during pregnancy. Yeah. So that was.
And was it, what is it, one or two times?
I don't recall. I didn't know they gave it more than one time. You just informed me of that today. I didn't know it was every, you know, that's crazy. That's insane. I mean, it's just insane.
Do you know what toxic adjuvants they're using, Ingrid, as far as the adjuvants?
They are using some. In fact, this Winro, it's WINRHO, and Rogam seem to be the two main products, and they look basically identical. But they're using polysorbate 80 and what was the other one? Sodium chloride and glycine, which is usually from pork. The glycine, you know, believe it or not, is usually a lyophilized powder, stabilized, and then they have a liquid form too. But they say it does not contain mercury. But then it has its immunoglobulin. Yeah. So it's sodium chloride, glycine, and polysorbate 80. And then plasma from human donors.
Wonderful. Well, they're poisonous blood from their vaccines.
Well, they use in the manufacturing process, they use a solvent detergent treatment using trienbutyl phosphate and Triton X100. To kill any possible viruses such as Hep B, hepatitis C, and HIV. And yeah, I mean, this is talk about Frankenstein science. It's just horrible. But it says right warning. I mean, this is pretty important warning. Intravascular hemolysis. How do you say that? Hemolysis?
Hemolysis, yeah.
HIV. Yeah, hemolysis, sorry. Leading to death has been reported in patients treated for immune thrombocytopenic purpura with Rhine-Ro SDVF or whatever. So this is, I mean, the product is called WINRHO-SDVF. So, you know, they're talking about this HVH. I mean, this is... can lead to clinically compromising anemia and multi-system organ failure, including acute respiratory distress syndrome. Serious complications including severe anemia, acute renal insufficiency, renal failure, and disseminated intravascular coagulation have also been reported. So, yeah, it says, you know, you need to monitor the patients in a healthcare setting for at least 8 hours after administration. So that means is after they've been injected, they're supposed to be there for 8 hours. And I don't see that probably happening. Mm-hmm. It says perform a dipstick urinalysis at baseline 2 hours and 4 hours after administration prior to the end of the monitoring period. Alert patients and monitor the signs and symptoms of IVH including back pain, shaking, chills, fever, and discolored urine or hematuria. Absence of these signs and or symptoms of IVH within 8 hours do not indicate IVH can occur subsequently. If signs or symptoms of IVH are present or suspected after Winrow administration, post-treatment laboratory tests should be performed, including plasma hemoglobin, haptoglobin, HDH, and plasma bilirubin, direct or indirect. So, you know, it's a huge experiment. I mean, you can see right there, this is the first page before description, giving a big warning how dangerous this product is.
Plus also, too, the gut is the manufacturing plant for the immunoglobulins. You know, the IgA, the IgE, IgM is done by the GALT, the gut-associated lymphoid tissue. So that, what has that got to do with producing the immunoglobulins through the vaccines? There's got to be an interference there with the gut synthesis as far as it, with the immunoglobulins. Because the true immunity goes to the nose and the mouth, not the skin, not through the skin to the blood. So you got your nasal passages, your cilia hair, your epithelial lining in the lungs, and your gut. When you swallow something, your immune system is reacted based on blue alert, yellow alert, orange alert, then it goes to red alert. Mm-hmm. And your red alert is ejection right to the blood. So it would mess up the humoral phase and cytotoxic T cell phase, the two phases of the immune system. Would it be altered by artificially trying to manufacture the immunoglobulins when the gut factories that's the purpose of it.
Right.
And most physicians don't 70% of your immune system's in the gut. It's not in the thymus. It's not in the bone marrow. It's not in the spleen. It's not in your lymphatic nodes. It's in your gut.
Right.
And then they're training that, obviously, and they're not even looking at that.
Well, to me, they're doing exactly what they're doing what they do with babies given, you know, within 3 hours of birth of the hepatitis B vaccine. They're literally playing God is what they're doing. I mean, here the baby is created perfectly from our creator, and we're allowing them to convince mothers that they have to have this miraculous shot. You know what I mean? And then, of course, you know, the havoc that's done after they're born, that's a whole nother story. Mm-hmm. But it's just crazy. Right. That's not even considering the generational vaccine damage. I mean, since the late 1700s, you know what I mean? Generationally damaging the cells and the DNA. And oh my gosh, I know you know all this stuff, but this is for the audience. Because you've been teaching this for a long time. Yep, it's crazy what they're doing, you know, trying to play God.
Yeah. I totally agree. I mean, I asked this, you know, Robert, I haven't talked to this woman, but I asked in an email, never got a response. I said, you know, I want to know if they're planning a hospital birth. I mean, that's probably the last thing you'd want if you had this condition. And I told, I didn't have her email, I had her phone number, but I emailed Robert to, you know, pass her on this information. And I said, you know, it'd be great if she could have a home birth because she could, even with the Rh factor, and she could probably in the next 5 months really clean up her diet. And you can do a lot of cleansing while you're pregnant. Mm-hmm. And it would probably improve her whole condition because she has another child that she's convinced is screwed up from the Rogam shot. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine. I mean, how is you know, a baby even supposed to survive if this shot's given during pregnancy?
I know. Like I said, they don't get you during in vitro, then they're going to get you when you come out with, you know, all the numbers of vaccines they're giving babies now by the time they're 18 months. It's just insane what we're letting them get away with. And like I said, I think the biggest issue with the misinformed masses is just not having the information and just doing that, having that blind position of trust that I had. I know you probably didn't experience this, but as a victim, me, you know, the pediatrician told me my daughter would die if I didn't vaccinate her. So I gave into that fear instead of having power, love, and a sound mind like scripture tells us to do. And you know, they taught this fancy doctrinese techno jargon Gary teaches. You know, they sound smart.
Yeah.
You know, know, and that's most people out there. That's the thing. So the education, right. I think, is where we, you know, where my heart is, to educate people and give them the information. And I know.
Well, I try to break it down generally as simply as possible. And I like the way Sherry did it. I mean, she, you know, I just want to read and then we'll move on to something else. But this is like, she makes it real simple. She says, the company that makes the injection decided that the shot should be given during gestation to increase profits. It increases profits because Rh negative mothers carrying Rh negative babies are also getting the injection. Mm-hmm. See, it's supposed to be for Rh negative mothers carrying a possibly Rh positive baby, but they don't even really check the baby. Yeah. So, the company has just doubled its sales of Rogam through a minor lobbying effort. Great business decision, poor health decision. They convinced the government agencies to support the expanded role of Rogam, who then recommended it for all Rh-negative pregnancies. I mean, all Rh-negative pregnancies. Doctors follow the government recommendations without question, and doctors do not make the decisions. They simply follow orders. So Rogam, she says, works just fine if you get it immediately after you deliver, when it can't harm the baby. You mm-hmm. can get Rogam without mercury. So it's just given to the mother after delivery. The Rogam antibodies are identical to the antibodies that the Rh negative mother makes against her child. The Rogam antibodies are collected from Rh negative mothers who did not have an immune response to their Rh positive babies. So maybe they're getting their plasma from these mothers, I guess. The Rogam antibodies will attack and destroy the baby's red blood cells if they do not come across the placenta before the mother's immune response kicks in and makes her own antibodies. You give Rogam to a mother after delivery because that is when the blood mixes. The Rogam antibodies destroy the baby cells so that the mother's immune response never sees them and therefore never becomes sensitized to make those exact same antibodies. So if you give the Rogam antibodies during pregnancy, you have just created a situation you were trying to avoid. The whole point is for the pregnant mother to not have antibodies against her own child circulating in her system while she is pregnant. Any blood mixing would allow those antibodies to attack the baby. It does not matter if the mother's immune system made those antibodies or another mother's immune system through the Rogam shot made those antibodies. They are identical down to their molecular structure, and you do not want them to contact the baby. Well, they aren't totally identical because there's, you know, genetic material in all fluids, right? You know, from animals and humans.
How do they make it?
Yeah, exactly. So I just wanted to, you know, it goes, you know, she actually did a good job. And I just, you know, would like people to follow through, since we did revamp our section on, you know, Rogam and the Rh factor on our site. And it also contains a link to his newsletters, that particular newsletter, you know, volume 2, number 5 of John Christopher's newsletters. And what's great is at that link, I mean, I have the link too at humbleweed.net under resources, is that you can get all of his excellent published and unpublished works all there for free. And it's like an amazing resource that we discovered on the internet. So
wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's crazy. But like I said, education, we just have to, you know, we've got to just make, you know, wake up people to, you know, to stop worshiping these medical doctors who don't even believe in our creator. I mean, they're taught evolution in medical school. So it's like they don't believe in education.
So I totally agree with you. So April, proposed to our private forum, is someone willing to work with me on a flyer? Because what we're finding is most of this carnage happens when they go to a pediatrician's office or even OBGYN. So, you know, we need a flyer that we can pass out that is questions that they should ask. Mm-hmm. And then we put the answers on the backside or where they can get the answers. And so that they know the correct information, and then they ask their doctor, who's, you know, going to be lying to them. Mm-hmm. So they'll be armed at least with information to research further.
Yep.
Especially after they have the flyer, and then they can go home and check with what the doctor said and other information.
That's a great idea. I'm definitely going to have our web person add your link, your resource link to Sherry's article. That's amazing, because people don't realize it's even a vaccine. I mean, they don't realize, you know, that. Now, let me ask you this. Is the pediatrician or the oncologist, I mean, the OBGYN giving the ram shot?
The OBGYN would be giving, you know, if you go as a pregnant woman, you're going to be going to OBGYN, and then you go to a pediatrician with a baby. And this is, you know, all just like the program that you follow. Always go see an expert about every freaking facet of your life.
I know. So, he has no intelligence. You have to go to them. Crazy. It's insane. Yeah. That's the bottom line, is that our body knows what to do, like a broken arm or a cut in the finger. That's what mine and Gary's message is all over the world now, is trust in our master physician. There's one doctor, and that's who created us. Wow.
Right. I mean, our body is literally always trying to find equilibrium and balance. And so when you do get sick, it's your body's attempt to get rid of toxic buildup. And you also notice that your mind usually, when you do get sick, you've been under stress, you weren't eating the way you should be, you were out of touch with, you know, you haven't been prayerful, you're being self-willed, and, you know, maybe going through a crisis and not turning it over, you know, to our Creator for guidance. I mean, you know, if we all wake up in the morning and we literally, you know, turn everything over to the Christ within, right? My sister's doing a saying, she puts the all over my house, you know, the saying, she says, I surrender to the Christ within. You just do it as a a repeated thing throughout anything that comes up. I surrender to the Christ within. Beautiful. And you will be guided to exactly what you need to do. We're so self-willed.
Holy Spirit.
Same thing, the Holy Spirit. But we're guided all the time, right? If we only listen and we pay attention and get rid of our ego and being self-willed.
That's absolutely right. Well, we're just excited to get this information out there, and like I said, I'll definitely add this to our website, just because, you know, we have to get the education to the masses. So, and we definitely will work on a flyer too.
Yeah, well, what I want to do, if you want to work with me on this, I wanted to make it generic and links at the bottom for further information, you know, and have it, you know, just, you know, maybe five pointed questions, you know, and then at the bottom we can have a bunch of links to your website, our website, you know, Learn the Risk, Brandy Vaughn, you know, I mean, a lot of different websites, so it looks like it's a more collaborative effort, because we all have valuable information. I mean, Brandy Vaughn has some really excellent duplicatable flyers, and I've printed a few out. In fact, there's nothing that goes out of this office without having lots of counter propaganda literature. I'm always proselytizing, I can't help it. Every package. So yeah, I mean, we had a newspaper, and that was one thing, but, you know, to me, duplicatable literature is also really valuable. People are hungry for information, and it's, you know, getting it off the internet all the time. Oh, I like to push away, you know. I mean, I need to have balance too in my life. It's important to be outside and, you know, in the sunshine and dig in the dirt. So, you know, having, you know, Facebook accounts and Twitter accounts, I'm wondering, this is not normal.
No, we don't even have that stuff.
I mean,
it's a distraction.
Well, it's a great tool for some people. I know people that do that, but after a while, they want to get off too. Once that you wake up to who you are as a human being, you realize that something is wrong with socializing this way. And I don't know if you knew this, but one of the guys that was hired, he was from Malaysia or something, but he actually went to school in marketing and persuasion and stuff. And he was hired by Facebook, you know, to improve it and get it better early on. And he was quoted as saying he won't allow it into his house. His kids aren't allowed to use it. I mean, he actually won't use it himself and spares his family from it very clearly because he knows how harmful it is.
That, you know, and what's really sad too is they use those methods of the communication without using any emotions. You know, I know people that actually got married over a text. Now, how can you text your wife as far as offering a proposal, you know, without any emotions on the text? So we're not meant to communicate that way,
right,
like robots.
Yeah.
But yet people, no, they feel good by communicating that way because they don't have to see the person, they don't have to feel the person, they don't have to get into any discussion if they don't want to, if they don't want to retaliate to the message. So,
right.
You know, I'd rather get on the phone and talk to somebody than text somebody.
It's miscommunication. I remember one of our scientific advisors when we had TAP, I stopped emailing with him. I stopped emailing because every single time I would email him, he was from another country, and he would get offended. Every time I would email him, he would get offended that and interpret it the wrong way. I said, I am no longer going to email you. It's always phone calls now.
Right. And it's true. You know, I was talking to a gentleman. Oh, I'm so glad he's finally getting out of prison. But I mean, his story was in the Idaho Observer, and I've kept in touch with him all these years. And he was rounded up, you know, as a Muslim during 9/11. And it was just tragic how they just had to fabricate a case against him. And he's finally getting out and going back to Montreal. And I mean, what a gem of a human being. He is just a sweetheart. But his accent, I mean, he called me and his accent is so, you know, that the language is just, I kept having to ask him to repeat because it was difficult for me to understand him. You know, so email comes in handy for that because I bring that up because sometimes if you have an accent from another country, it really can make it difficult. He's actually very articulate, but his English has that, you know, I don't know. It's, you know, it's just a second language and it's not the same. Yeah. So anyway,
mentioned on the description that we had an ability to change our blood type. Is that just by cleansing and just keeping healthy?
Yes. Yeah, the Rh factor can absolutely change. You would be O, A, or B, or AB, you know, and that is from the detoxifying protocol. He has a story, I believe, at the back of his newsletter. Yeah, he has a story of a woman who was able to totally change her condition. Oh, I'm looking.
That would make sense with the new science of epigenetics. That's Bruce Lipton's work as far as
right.
The external. It's the negative expressions on the gene, not the gene. So, again, right. False misinformation when it comes to science of genetics versus epigenetic. It's the outside influences upon the chromosomes and the genes, not the gene, not the physical gene.
Right. So, yeah, I would be doing all of that. That's why, in fact, I'll send you the columns I did, and because I want to go ahead and duplicate those. And I'll just send you my original links in email just because I think it's so important. You can, you know, use it or rewrite it or whatever, because I think it's actually critical that people prepare for pregnancy, the man and the woman, that, you know, they take their vows seriously in marriage and they consciously conceive. I think that's something we've got to get clear on and move toward in our lives. And
Yeah, like Gary was saying, we've actually had couples that cannot get pregnant, literally get pregnant during our cleanse.
When they both did it.
Yeah, when they were both doing our cleanse, exactly. Just cleaning everything up.
Yeah.
Again, back to the basics of the body knows what to do, leave it alone.
Right.
And don't just go and blindly trust these doctors that, you know, don't even believe in creation, and let's just, you know, worship them as if they created us, you know.
Or created a test tube baby, you know. That's always wild, huh?
That's even worse.
Or cloning us.
there's a lot of things going on. Crazy things.
Well, I feel like, you know, we have the same mission. You know, my mission has always been to try to get people away from pharmakeia and just the whole medical system. And now it's the challenge to deal with the brainwashing. So that's why I wanted to do this flyer, because I actually am feeling compelled to devote, you know, an afternoon every week and try to get some other people in our area, in our network, to do the same. And stand outside a pediatrician's office and hand out these flyers. I mean, I just, you know, I not everyone feels compelled to activism in this movement. You know, there's a lot of people that know, and they're too scared to put it out because they don't want to be attacked and on, it's too controversial. And I'm going to just secretly not vaccinate and tell everyone I am, you know.
Right. And that's a lot of people, too. Yeah. I remember when I used to exhibit at chiropractic events, and I even spoke at the schools. I remember many of them would walk up to my table and say, you know, like whisper to me, you know, thank you for what you're doing. I didn't vaccinate my children, and like whisper, like they were trying to hide it. And I'm like, what about everybody else's? You know, you're totally right. A lot of people, they're so selfish. They care about themselves and they don't want to share what they know. And, you know, this is why autism's now almost every other child today. I mean, it's in SIDS and everything else the vaccines cause.
Yeah. Well, I get that, April. But, you know, everyone has like a different program going on. We've all been programmed on some level. Mm-hmm. And whether it's their parents or peer pressure, for some people, it's just overwhelming, the thought of getting into a controversial position or argument with someone. I mean, they call it an argument, you know.
Right.
I mean, I've heard, you know, that I've argumentative, and I said, no, I'm trying to have a discussion. I'm trying to understand where they're coming from, and I'm asking questions. I mean, that's not an argument, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's lots of judgments and attacks. I actually try to, my sister, you know, we've had our differences and stuff. She's very uncomfortable sharing this information in a public way. And then she stood with my local compadre up here who, you know, just turned 81, and she's, you know, real healthy, and she gets out there and disseminates literature. So there was like some big festival, and Marty said, you know, well, let's go and let's pass out this information about our showing of Vaxxed. We had a local showing in Coeur d'Alene of the Vaxxed movie. And Tanya was just into passing out the flyer. But Marty was into engaging with people. And she said she learned a lot from her, you know, how to engage, you know, establish eye contact, how important that is. You know, for her, it's just extremely uncomfortable. And I can't judge, because I feel called. She doesn't feel a calling to do this work. I do.
Well, that's why very divinely our Educate Before You Vaccinate business cards were created, because, you know, if someone would have told me, I mean, I remember Casey's dad literally walking in the house one day. He worked with chiropractors when I was pregnant with her, and he walked in and said, they're telling us to look into the vaccines. And my response was, I'd never be a negligent mother and not vaccinate my child. But, and that's most people's response as victims. But if he would have handed me the card that we send out all over the world for free, we're still doing it for free, although we're having to ask for a minimum $5 donation to eliminate some trolls that have been throwing our cards in the garbage can, we found out. But anyway, these cards plant the seed. They have the ingredients on one side. They have the website, which of course leads to your website. And we just have to get those are great seed planters for people like that, that are afraid to be a voice.
They are. And you can go ahead and drop them like, you know, with your tip for a waitress, that kind of thing. And you can just drop them places.
Right.
And then I know people that have put them in the pocket. I don't know if you heard, there's a story in the Seattle area, I guess. They were all freaked out because someone was putting all this anti-vaccine literature in the pockets of pants and stuff at the Goodwill.
We have people that put
Mendelsohn's book.
Yeah, like they put in the how to raise a healthy child without your doctor,
In spite of your doctor,
Dr. Mendelsohn. But also, we found out that people were putting it in the What to Expect When You're Expecting book. We actually got a call from like Target or wherever it was. Could you please stop putting your cards in our books and diaper bags and every the packages of diapers they're sticking the cards. So we've got some very creative people there. But we are running out of time now, Ingrid. So we needed to wind down. I hope to have you again because, like I said, your wisdom is beyond, and I just appreciate you so.
Okay. Well, this is my big request. We need to talk about ultrasound during pregnancy, and I've plugged it on our forum. But Jim West is in New York. Gary Noel knows him. And you need to have him on. I mean, it's really intense, the amount of microwave radiation we're exposing the fetus to and ourselves through this technology. But prenatal ultrasound. Huh?
Yeah, let's definitely make a date. You mean you want me to interview him or you're going to do the interview?
He's better than me because he wrote the books. I did the editing.
Okay.
And I promote it.
Okay, we'll definitely talk about that.
Yeah. No, it's huge. It's a huge, important topic.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you. We'll definitely do that. So we thank you for your time and your wisdom. We're so thankful for all your years, Ingrid. You've been working so hard, and we appreciate you dearly, dearly. Our show's
I really appreciate you guys because you're doing the work that needs to happen, you know, with people understanding how our bodies work so that it's very clear the decisions say no.
Right. That's all right. It's all of our hard work. Okay. Well, our shows can be accessed on our vacinfo.org website to the audience. And we're on every Monday at 2 p.m. We'll have wonderful guests like Ingrid on our show every Monday. Our contact number is toll-free 800-939-8227. And of course, we thank Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, for allowing us to share this very, very important information. Thank you, Ingrid.
Thank you, Gary and April. God bless both of you.
God bless you.